Sermon number two on our series on the church. Now, again, I'm excited about this because I think this fits perfectly where we are at right now in our church. I believe this series allows us to have a heart-to-heart conversation on what church is supposed to really look like and how church is really supposed to function. And it kind of gives you a sneak peek, okay? It kind of gives you a sneak peek of where we're trying to go as a church. So, when it comes to the church, the topic that I want to talk to you about today is extremely important. It is everywhere that you look in the Bible. Literally, everywhere you look, this topic that I want to talk to you about today. As a matter of fact, when you look at the New Testament, right, and you look at what the church did together, the thing that we're going to talk about today is probably the number one thing that they did together the most. You will find over and over again in the New Testament when something powerful, amazing, or incredible, when God rocked people's faces off, okay? I just want you to know that this happened. It was because of this action, okay? So today, what I want to talk to you about is prayer. Today I want to talk to you about prayer. My title this morning is The Praying Church. And my key thought is prayer is not about religion. Prayer is not about religion. It's about relationship. Now, before I dive in and I talk about the praying church and what that looks like for us, I want to quickly start off by talking a little bit about prayer, okay? So, you know when I preach, right, it's an interaction sport. I like for you guys to participate with me. So, I've got a question for you. What is prayer? Okay, talking to God, okay? Prayer, yeah, talk. Would you agree with that, right? It's a conversation with God, right? If you would agree with that, raise your hand, right? Yeah, most okay, awesome, right? It's a conversation with God. Now, think about that just for a moment. Now, I think some of us have may been in church a little too long. I don't know. When we think about what prayer really is, think about this. We have access to God. Okay, one amen for that one. That's kind of cool, I think, don't you? Okay, we got one amen. Okay, so let me try that again. Think about that. Let me rewind. Okay, we have access to God. Amen? Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but we haven't always had direct access to God. Does anybody know that? Like, when you read the Old Testament, I won't get into all of that. But basically, it was something just for a chosen few people, the priests. But Hebrews 10:19-23 says this. Oh, this is good. I just might have to jump. I'm going to jump now, then I'll read. Okay, here we go. I got my tennis shoes on today so I can do that, right? Okay, here we go. Hebrews 10:19 says this. Listen. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by what?
The blood of Jesus.
Let's try that again. We have confidence to enter the most holy place by what? By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain. That is what? His body, right? And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Now, I'm pretty simple-minded. I got a famous saying that I totally stole. You guys have heard this, right? Let's just keep it simple, stupid, right? I like to keep it simple. So let me kind of show you what prayer is. It says here that we can have confidence to enter to the most holy place by the blood of Jesus Christ. This is what makes the gospel so awesome, right? The gospel just keeps blowing my mind the more and more I grow and I understand about what the gospel means. Check this out. The gospel tells us that Jesus Christ walked this earth and he was perfect. Anybody in this room perfect? I don't think so, right? Jesus was. So we are in need of a perfect Savior. Jesus died upon the cross, right, for us. Now, this is so awesome, right? Here's what happens. When we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we say, yeah, I want that sacrifice. I'm not perfect, but Christ was. Here's when Jesus comes into our heart, when the Holy Spirit comes in and starts messing us up, right, and starts changing us, right? This is what happens when we say, God, come into my life, be Lord of my life. The gospel tells us that Jesus does this. Jesus stands at the door of the Holy of Holies, and he goes like this. When we accept Christ, he goes, guess what? You now have access to the Holy of Holies. Woo! Come on! What? Come on, you have access to the... Sometimes prayer is like, yeah, I want... Genie, God, prayer is this. Give me this, give me that, Lord. Give me. No. Prayer is so much more than the wish list, okay? Jesus says through his sacrifice, right, that we, you, if you are born again, you now have direct access to a holy God. Like, not little g, big G. Like the God that said, let there be light, and poof, there was light, right? Are you with me? Are you tracking with me which God I'm talking about? We as believers, do we forget that sometimes? We have access, the door is wide open for us to talk to and to communicate with God through Jesus Christ. Isn't the gospel good? Oh, this is good, y'all. This is good. Jump again. Okay. I got my tennis shoes on. Maybe doing a lot of that today, all right? You see, because of Jesus, we now have direct access to talk to God. Listen to this. God, by his own design, could have created the world any way that he wanted. But because a relationship with him is at the center of everything, is at the center of everything, and a relationship is about communication. Are y'all with me? Married people, you with me? Relationship's about communication. I got more amens on that one than anything else.
Amen, Pastor. It's the best thing you said all day. Okay.
ADHD. And then it makes sense. It makes sense. This guy's all about relation, and communication is part of relationship, right? It makes sense that God will make a way for us to talk to him. Doesn't it? Oh, God loves you, man. You have no idea. Turn around to somebody and say, God loves you, man. Well, you don't have to say man. Holy cow, man. I'm saying man a lot. Prayer. Okay, lock back to me. It's about me now. Okay. Prayer is all about relationship. Amen? Okay, let me put it this way. Rick Acord, didn't even know I was going to use him today. Didn't know I was going to use you today, so this is new for both of us, okay? Rick, so when some, Rick, raise your hand. Rick is our director of our youth ministry, right? Rick, I'm going to ask you a question. So when something awesome happens in your life, something amazing, who is the first person that you go to that you share with that person? Who is it? It's your wife. You're killing me, Rick. Let's try that again. Who's the first person you go? Your wife, Jenny, right? Right? Because you have a relationship with her, right? Because you love her. When something horrible goes wrong, when something crashes, and something horrible, Rick, who do you go to? Probably not your wife. No, just kidding. Who do you go to? Yeah, you go to your wife. You go to Jenny. She's the first person you run to. Why? Because you love her and you have a relationship with her. It's a safe place. She's going to be real with you, right? It's about relationship. Church, this is prayer. This is prayer with God. God loves you so much that he invites you to have a real conversation about anything and everything that is going on in your life. Prayer is designed by God to allow us to have a real ongoing relationship with him. Now track with me this morning, because I'm going to say a few things here. Track with me, okay? Now, Let me say this. Prayer doesn't have to be super spiritual. Thank you. Don't boo me. Prayer doesn't have to be super spiritual. Y'all listen. Put your ear, come on. Don't be intimidated by prayer. Don't be intimidated by prayer. God doesn't want perfect words. God just wants to hear your heart. How many of you ever heard somebody who prayed a prayer and you're like, that was beautiful. I could never do that, right? Right? Have you done that? Okay, that's okay, but that doesn't impress God. What impresses God is your heart. Yeah, you talk to God. Okay, so let me kind of show you how I pray sometimes to God. And just want to warn you that, you know, I'm not a role model, nor do I intend to be, right? So here is some of my prayers. When I go to God, I go, God, my day stinks. I've had conversations with God like that. I've had conversations where I'm like, God, I don't know what you're doing. I can't figure this out. I'm frustrated, right? I've had conversations with God that I go, God, I'm so unworthy. You are so awesome. How a few weeks ago, I did not know what was going on. And you loved me through it. You loved me anyway. And now I see, oh, God, thank you. Anybody ever been there? Right? Okay? This is prayer. This is prayer. It's a real relationship with God. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16 says this. For we don't have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness. But we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Remember, he's perfect. We are not. Let us then approach God's throne of grace. What's it say with what? Not scared, not having to look just right and religious. No, it says with confidence. So that may we receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Now, I know that this is mainly about temptation. I know that. Don't email me. Okay, I know that's kind of what this text is about. But I think it's clear that Jesus understands us. Are you with me? Jesus understands us. He walked on the earth just like us. He gets our bad days, and he understands our struggles. That's what makes Jesus so awesome. He's a God that walked the walk and talked the talk, right? He's just not a story. He was the real deal. He gets our emotions. I'm so glad Jesus gets my emotions. Believe it or not, I've been known to be emotional a few times in my life. God simply welcomes us to come to him in prayer. The door's open, amen? Amen. And it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter where you pray, how you pray, or how long you pray. All that matters is that you are sincere and real, and you're praying to Jesus Christ, man, who died upon the cross and paved the way for you to talk to God. It's not about religion, y'all. It's not. Some of my greatest time in prayer is when I'm mowing the yard. Straight up, just being real with you, right? I love mowing the yard. Man, me and God are on the lawnmower just chilling. It's awesome, right? Now, my yard may look a little bad, right? Or some of my greatest time of prayer literally is walking in the woods. Or in the morning when I'm walking down the road. Anybody with me? Anybody with me this morning, right? Anybody with me? I'm going to say this, but my greatest times of prayer are not in church. Now, I don't want to offend you. I like to pray with you, and prayer is good in church, okay? But that's not my great. Sometimes we're like, prayer is for church, and that's the only time. No, it's a relationship. God is not here in the building. God is here in our hearts. Y'all tracking with me this morning? I'm just being real. My greatest time in prayer is just walking and talking with God just about my daily stuff. And that's a real relationship. Y'all tracking with me this morning? 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says this. Long verse. Pray continually. Pray continually. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by what? And petitioning. With thanksgiving, present your requests to God. I could give you literally hundreds of scriptures on prayer. Hundreds. Hundreds of scriptures. Here's how I see it. If you are born again because of Jesus, God has the door wide open 24/7 for you to talk to him about everything and anything, and he welcomes us to talk to him at prayer at any time. Amen? Constantly, at any time. Anytime the door is open. Listen, believer, born again believer, if you've accepted Christ, don't be intimidated by prayer. But let prayer be a real conversation between you and the God of the universe. You see, prayer is not about religion. It is not. It is about relationship. Now that we understand that, now that we're all on the same page with prayer, let's take a look at how this prayer is supposed to look in the church. I mean, that's what I'm here to talk about, right? Is the praying church. Now, I've just got 2 points. Normally I have like 5,000, right? But today I just have 2 points. I'm going to try to make them as short and sweet as I can because I believe, again, God wants to do something in our hearts this morning. So quickly, here's the first one. When we're talking about a praying church, what does a praying church look like? What does a praying church look like? Number one, it's very simple. A praying church prays for one another. I know that sounds like duh, right? But I think sometimes we forget about this, okay? A praying church prays for one another. A great example of this in James, okay? Buckle up, strap in, put on your helmet. Let me read this, James 5, 13 through 16. Anyone among you in trouble, let them what? It's
pray.
Okay, let's try it again. Is anyone among you in trouble, let them
pray.
Is anyone happy, let them sing songs of praise. If any among you sick, let them call on the elders of the church to what? Pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the what? Prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If you have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and what? Yeah, pray. We're still talking about prayer. Okay, and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The what? The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So in essence, what does James say here in this text? He says, are you in trouble? Are you sick? Are you struggling with something? Then by all means, don't carry that on your own. Don't carry that on your own. You've got a church, a function of the church family that is here to lift you up in prayer. A praying church prays for each other. Praying together shouldn't be weird or uncomfortable. But it should be something beautiful and helpful that the church does for one another. Real church is praying for one another. You see, this is what a praying church should look like. And after I lift this, we may have to have special prayer for me. I don't know. So life can be hard sometimes, right? Anybody get that? Just because we accept Christ doesn't mean everything's going to be rosy and wonderful, right? We know this as believers, right? Life's hard sometimes, and life can be heavy. As a matter of fact, you may be dealing with a sickness this morning. That's heavy. You may be having problems in your marriage this morning, or maybe you went through a divorce, or maybe right now you're looking at your financial statement, and you're like, I don't even know how we're going to make it this month, right? We all deal with heavy stuff in our life. And this is what we do, okay? When those heavy things come our way, we try to carry them. Lord, help me not rip my pants. Okay. Ugh. No, I don't know what to do now. Right? And we try to carry them. And so many of you this morning, oh, we laugh. Okay, I'm going to lay this down. Okay? We laugh and we joke and we're here at church. Woo! And I want you to feel welcome. But so many of you right now are doing this. You're going to walk out like this because the weight, don't get too close to that, right, of what's going on in your life. And then you choose to carry that. You choose to just go, man, I don't want to talk anybody about that. If they knew, oh my gosh. Can I show you what prayer is in a church? A prayer is like this. Matt, where you at? Guys, hey, Matt, you saw I've got some issues in my life. Will you pray with me? Yeah. Rick, come here, brother. That was really heavy, and you look buff. Come on, man. Hey, will you pray with me? Awesome. Noah, come here, man. Would you come and pray with me? This is what happens, Rick. If you'll grab this side, Noah, if you'll grab that side. Matt, if you'll just lift the whole thing. I'm just kidding. No, wait. It's my carry. So I got to carry this. Okay. So here's what we do. If you guys would just like right now, just lay hands on me. Just kind of lay hands on me. Noah, just lay hands on me, on my head, whatever. Right. So these guys are praying for me. This is what happens when we pray for each other. When I come to them and say I've got to hit. Watch this. On the count of three, let's lift this together. Okay. Don't hold my hand though. Okay. There you go. 1, 2, 3. We're carrying it together. And it's so much lighter this way. We still got weight, right? But when Matt's pulling me aside and say, brother, what's going on in your life? When Rick's going, man, I've been lifting you up. When Noah's going, hey, dad, I love you. I'm praying for you about what's going on. This is what prayer is all about. Amen? Let's lay that down. Can we give these guys a hand for helping me out? Don't crush it. Now, hang on. Wait, stop. Hang on. So, and here's another cool thing about prayer. Prayer is about relationship with God, but it's about relationship with each other. Here's what's beautiful. When I'm humbling myself and coming to Rick and say, man, would you pray for me or Matt or Noah? Guess what? I'm building a relationship. I'm going to open up my heart. Man, here's, I see a problem in the church. We're just like, ain't nobody, right? But this is where we're, and this is the cool part. God doesn't always answer. We know this. I don't get the formula. I don't know. There's not a perfect formula for prayer. But here's something cool that I see. When God answers, let's just say God answered this. Guess what we do? We go, awesome. Awesome. We celebrate. Can we just lift our hands together and do the hokey pokey? I'm just kidding. No. But we celebrate. Amen? Amen? Okay, you guys, get off my stage. Okay. Give him a hand, guys. Give him a hand. Do you see? Do you see what prayer is supposed to be about? It's not the super spiritual thing. It's lifting each other up. It's lifting each other up. God, I'm bringing Joe before you in the name of Jesus. And I come before you because, man, he's going through, he's got a heavy, that's what prayer is, man. The cool thing is when we pray for each other, guess what's happening? I already said this relationship. Prayer is really sneaky that way. Real prayer is really sneaky that way. I'm opening up my heart, you're opening your heart, we're being real, we're carrying each other's struggles. Prayer is not only an important key to our relationship with God, but it's an important key to our relationship as a church. Oh, man. I got one amen. Ah, it's important to our relationship as a church. Amen? Amen. You see, prayer is not a religious thing we do. It's a relationship thing that we need. I got one. Mm-hmm. Prayer is not a religious thing we do. It's a relationship thing that we need. Amen? Amen. Now, here's a big problem with the praying church. Yep, there's a problem. Okay. When we try and pray for each other like this, here is what I see one of the main problems is. We worry about people knowing our stuff, don't we? Come on. We do. I do. I'm going to be real with you. I do. I worry about people knowing my stuff. Like, man, if they knew what I'm going through, if they knew what my struggle was, right? We look around and we say, there's no way I'm going to share what's going on in my life. There's no way I'm sharing my struggles. What in the world will they think of me? Okay? You see, somewhere along the way, man, the church in our culture, I think, has become known as a place for perfect people with perfect lives who never mess up. And that couldn't be any further from the truth. Amen? Listen, church is not a place for perfect people. Church is a place for messed up people in need of a perfect Savior. Amen? Can we just be honest this morning? Say yes. Raise your hand if you're messed up. Oh, because if you're not, I'll look at you. You're messed up. Kenny Dean, you're messed up. Raise your hand. Just kidding. No, just kidding. I love you, Kenny. I love you. Sorry. Okay. Raise them up again. If you're messed up, look around. We're on level playing ground, y'all. We're all messed up, right? Man. We all need Jesus, amen? So when it comes to prayer, don't believe that lie that you're the only one. Or what will other people think? You see, a real praying church means that you are surrounded by people just like you who know that they're just as messed up as you are, just saved by grace. Same struggles, same hurts, who simply want to help you through prayer, not to judge you, to help you in prayer. A real church prays for each other. Prayer is not about religion. Prayer is about a relationship. And finally, a praying church prays for God to move. Anybody scared of that? A praying church prays for God to move. Colossians says this, Paul, devote yourselves to what? Prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open up the door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Jesus, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. So what's Paul asking the church to do here? To pray, right? To pray and be watchful. He then asked them to pray that God would open up the door for the gospel message. In essence, right? Paul was asking the church to pray that God would move in a powerful way and change lives, right? Right? Yes, right? Church, even at a casual glance through the New Testament reveals that the early church was serious about praying together for God to move. Over and over again, you will see the church asking God to do something bigger than themselves, and oh my gosh, God did it. Crazy. God did it. I mean, in Acts, when the power of the Holy Spirit fell, what was the church doing? The answer is praying. Let's try that again. In Acts, when the power of the Holy Spirit fell, what was the church doing? Okay. When Peter was freed from prison by an earthquake, what was the church doing? When the apostles went out and saw people healed and lives changed, what was the church doing? Man, now, I confess, and I said this last week, I'm not for sure what God moving looks like for our church today. I don't know. But like I said again last week, I'm up for it. Anybody with me? Yeah. Yeah. I am sick and tired of status quo church. I'm sick and tired of status quo church. And I'd sure like to be part of God doing something, some pretty cool stuff. Again, anybody else with me? So it seems a key to that is prayer. Again, I don't know how it works necessarily. But we're gonna test this theory out, and we're gonna see what God does as a church. Okay? I'm going to invite you to join me in prayer this week as we become one church, laser focused and united for specific needs. You'll notice in your chair when you came in this morning, there's a prayer sheet. Take that out. Show it to someone, say, there's the prayer sheet. No, y'all being quiet. Show someone, say, there's the prayer sheet. Right? Now, I want you to take it home, right? And I'm going to ask you, you don't have to. There is no yoke on you today. You don't have to do this. But I'm just asking you, let's just see what God does. Take this home, right? And pray each day. Again, the way you want, the amount of time you want, maybe morning, maybe evening, maybe at lunch, maybe it's on your way to work. I have no idea. You discover that with God. You discover what a prayer time when you communicate with God is, right? Doesn't matter how long. I'm just inviting you to join us and let's see what happens. Now, I know it's just a week, but I pray that God would use this to excite us in prayer. That God would use this to show us the power of praying together as one church. And I pray that it would be a baby step for us as a church to begin praying for God to move. If you did not get one of these, be sure at the Connection Center, you can grab one. We're going to post every day next week on our Facebook page. These, you know, take it home. We'll post this every day. But I just challenge you, pray with the family. Pray by yourself. Pray, just pull somebody off the top of the road and say, my pastor said to pray. Let's pray. I don't know, right? but use this as a guide and pray for these things. And let's see what God does. Let's see what God does with these needs. And I'm challenging you this week to take these home and pray. Now, here's what we're going to do, okay? I'm going to remind you that a praying church prays for God to move. You see, prayer is not about religion. It's about relationship. Prayer is not about religion. It's about what? Relationships. Number one, a praying church prays for one another. Number two, a praying church prays for God to move. So here's how we're going to wrap up this morning. We've got about 15 minutes, a little over 15, 20 minutes or so. I'm going to have my praise team come back on stage if they would please. And we're going to practice what I just preached. We're going to practice what I just preached. As here in a moment, the praise team is going to lead us in two or three songs. I'm going to ask, not yet, but I'm going to ask some of my leaders to come forward, and they're just going to stand around the stage. I've got couples, I've got men, I've got women, I've got all ages, I've got the whole gamut, right? They're going to be standing here in front of this stage, and during these next few songs, Matt, you can have this. During these next few songs, if you have a need, man, I welcome you to come and pray. Maybe you want to pray with these people. Maybe you just want to pray where you're at. Maybe you want to come to the stage. There's no power in the stage, but you can come and pray. Maybe you want to grab somebody. Maybe you know, I don't care. I just want you to pray. And let's not be afraid to pray with one another. Let me ask you an honest question. I have done my best over this year to be so honest and open with you, even when it hurts. I've been just being real with you. Again, I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do, but this morning I'll start off with this. I have a heavy need in my life that I need prayer for. And so I'm not going to be up here with these guys praying. I'm actually going to go to one of our partners, and I'm going to ask them to pray with me. I've got something I need God's help with, all right? And let's just be honest in this room. How many of you in this room need God to move in your life? Would you raise your hand? You need an answer prayer in your life. Oh my gosh, look around. It's everybody. So let's pray. Let's pray. Don't be afraid. Maybe you're like, I don't want to share. Guess what? You don't have to say, you can say, man, I don't want to talk about it. I just need prayer, okay? But know that these altars are going to be, the stage is going to be open, and we'd love to pray with you. Could my guys and gals, my prayer guys and gals, come on up, and can we just bring down the lights? Yeah. Bring down the lights. Let's bring down the lights.